Ambassador Indyk, your response to that.
I told you, Amy, I'm not here to debate Norman Finkelstein. That was not the ground rules that you set for inviting me on this program, and I'm not going to respond to his ad hominem
attacks.
But we want to give you a chance to represent your own book. Look, yeah, you know, that's what I thought you were doing. Seriously, I hope your viewers and listeners will read the book and make up their own minds. I tried to give an honest accounting. It's a self-critical book, and it's a book in which my account of what happened is critical deeply critical of the mistakes that we in the American peace team made. But I do think that there is enough blame to go around. The book is also deeply critical of Ehud Barak, and it tries to lay out in as honest a way as possible from somebody, yes, who had a catbird seat. I was involved in all of those negotiations, intimately involved.
What were those mistakes, Ambassador
Indyk? I've tried to account that honestly, and what Norman Finkelstein has done is simply distort my argument and loaded it up with his usual paraphernalia of legal resolutions and so on.
Well,
but if people want to understand just how difficult it is to make peace, then I hope that they will read for themselves rather than accept his propaganda.
Well, let me ask what you think should happen right now. How does Barack Obama not repeat the mistakes of the past as you outline them in Innocent Abroad?
Thank you. I think that one fundamental lesson from both the Clinton approach, which was to try to transform the Middle East through peacemaking, and the Bush approach, which was essentially to try to transform the Middle East through war-making, regime change, and democracy promotion, is that Barack Obama, while painting a vision of a peaceful and secure and normal region, needs to be very realistic and to level with the American people about what can be achieved. Both Clinton and Bush, different in so many respects, sought to transform the region, sought to make it over in America's image. I think Barack Obama needs to have a more humble approach, a less arrogant approach, one that seeks to work with the region's leaders and peoples to try to help them move towards a more peaceful world. The American role is indispensable, but we need to be wiser, we need to be more flexible, we need to understand there are huge differences between us and them, and we need to pay a lot more attention to their culture and their values and their politics, rather than assume that they are like us. I know that's a very general proposition, but from that can come the getting of wisdom when it comes to the details of peacemaking.
Norman Finkelstein.
They cannot achieve peace without us, but our role needs to be much wiser.
What do you think needs to happen right now, Norman Finkelstein?
I think it's fairly clear what needs to happen. Number one, the United States and Israel have to join the rest of the international community, have to abide by international law. Martin Indyk dismisses it as what he calls a moment ago these legalistic resolutions. I don't think international law should be trivialized. I think it's a serious issue. If Israel is in defiance of international law, it should be called into account, just like any other state in the world. And I agree on one point with Martin Indyk. Mr. Obama has to level with the American people. He has to be honest about what is the main obstacle to resolving the conflict. It's not Palestinian rejectionism. It's the refusal of Israel, backed by the United States government, to abide by international law, to abide by the opinion of the international community. And the main challenge for all of us as Americans is to see through the lies. And regrettably, those lies are again being propagated by Martin Indyk in his book, with his pretense that it's the Palestinians and not Israel and the United States which are the main obstacles to peace.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there. I thank you both for being with us. Norman Finkelstein, author of a number of books, including Image and Reality of the Israel-Palestine Conflict Beyond Chutzpah and the Holocaust Industry, and Martin Indyk. His new book is just out in this past week. It's called Innocent Abroad, An Intimate Account of American Peace Diplomacy in the Middle East. Thanks for joining us from Washington, D.C. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. When we come back, a major battle within one of the leading unions in this country, the SEIU, and it's coming to a head today. Stay with us.